I think a really good question to think about is this one. Is death our enemy, or is death our friend? If we can come away with a clear answer on that, is death our enemy or is death our friend, that can be a great source of comfort for you today, especially for you, Sandy, as you mourn Art's death. Is death an enemy or a friend? I think Art lived most of his life thinking that death was an enemy, something to be avoided. Art avoided death. He had, like, how many lives? 15 lives. A lot of them, yeah. The obituary read, Art had a really bad or horrific accident in 1987. That was the year. Stories told that he was taking down two trees. One came down and he was de-limbing one of the trees. Second tree came down and pinned him between the second tree and the first tree. Chances were that he was going to die right there. Art didn't. He avoided death. Jimmy, you are. That's spitting image right here. Doctor said to Sandy, within 24 hours, chances were he might not make it. He did. Art then had about 40 to 50 surgeries based on that one incident, that one accident in 1987. Some of those were very dicey. The chances were low that he'd come through. He did. He went on to have countless surgeries, I think above two open heart, countless surgeries above 70. I remember being with him one time in the hospital before one of those surgeries, and he told the nurse, this is my 65th surgery. It was somewhere in the mid-60s, and she almost fell over. Art avoided death. And that's why it's a little surprising for us to be here. We might have thought this last year, especially with not being able to see one another and seeing Art, you might have thought this was just another time where Art would rebound, right? He had done it so many times. He avoided death. It was like something to avoid. Now, when you look at the Bible and kind of what it says about death, as I study it, just on a, you know, just looking at the words there, you can come away with an understanding that death is an enemy. The very beginning, Genesis chapter 2, God says, death is a consequence of sin. When Adam and Eve made their mistake in the garden. If you fast forward to later on in the Bible, actually, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul just says it. He says death is an enemy. So if you think about that logic, we're here, Art has died, death is an enemy, we may come to the conclusion that today's a tragedy, that death has won. I actually don't think that Art thought about the question I just posed today. I don't think Art thought about death. I think he just lived life, right? He just lived life and just lived it to his fullest for what was right in front of him. What was right in front of him was his wife, Sandy. What a special relationship they had. Lots of time together as husband and wife. How special it was. What was right next to Sandy were the kids. He loved his family dearly and his grandchildren as well. They were very special to him, for sure. Art loved what was right in front of him. That was very dear to him. Art loved his family more than anything, and he loved those things that were special to him, like the outdoors, trees, nature. He loved to do woodwork. He really enjoyed that. He loved to hunt more than anything, and what Art really was about was really doing it his way. That's the way he lived.